paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Let's get down to the funky stuff.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Dope. I'm gonna use that in my vocabulary now. I'm gonna go around to people and be like, you're so dope.
All right, and taking a look over here, apparently, this is coming off of ABC News. There's an individual that goes by the name of Elon Musky, Egyptian Musk. Who is this guy?
He is originally from South Africa. He is a billionaire inventor. He made the Tesla cars, and he founded PayPal originally, or he founded what became PayPal. So basically, he's really, really rich. He's also one of the GOP's biggest donors. He is apparently, allegedly, like, verbally and mentally abusive to his ex-spouse. And he is just kind of a general douche. He pretends to be, like, really woke, but he hates unions and doesn't want his workers to unionize. And most recently, with those boys that were trapped in that cave, he was going to send a submarine to help them after they were basically almost already out and actual divers were on the scene and after everything was in place. So he then called one of the divers a pedophile and accused him of doing inappropriate things with children. That's Elon Musk.
That's your guy.
That's the guy.
This is the guy. I don't even really know. I know the name, but I never read a single article. So far, this is all I know about this guy. Good first impression.
Yeah, which is actually the thing, is just that typical capitalist shit of, like, he's an inventor, quote unquote, and he's a billionaire, therefore he must be a good person. He's kind of not, based on all the available evidence that we have.
Now, remember, Charles and David Koch are fucking engineers.
Right.
That engineer society. All right, he's a 47-year-old individual, like you said, billionaire-fied, and said he's going to organize a weekend in Flint, a whole weekend. That's it, two fuck days.
It's only going to take 2 days.
To add filters. Nigga. So something external to your sink, most likely. Or maybe it might be like the one we had under the sink.
Yeah.
Under the sink. fucking. So they're going to add filters to residents still concerned. Still concerned. That's all it is. Just concerns.
Yeah.
I have a question.
You know, not like they're actually suffering health consequences or anything. Which is also fascinating to me because that's kind of like the joke about him, is that he shows up late and never actually gets the job done.
Ooh.
Yeah.
White man supreme. And, let's see, and apparently there's these tweets. People like doing that. What up?
I forgot to tell you about Elon.
What up?
People crowdfunded for him to buy a couch.
For himself?
Yes. Because he was saying he, like, moved and didn't have a couch. So people crowdfunded money for a couch for him. If you recall, we started this off by saying he's a billionaire.
Jesus fucking Christ. All right.
So that's the real cult of personality.
So that's going on. And then, welcome to the echo chamber. This is coming off of The Intercept. And, U.S. and Canada. And this was published July 17th, 2018, just yesterday to us recording this on the 18th. U.S. and Canada are preparing for a new Standing Rock over the Trans Mountain Tar Sands pipeline. That shit don't even sound attractive.
Ew.
You smoking deaf, nigga? No, not deaf, nigga. Deaf. All right, fucking So in British Columbia's southern interior and on unceded land of the Sequipwim Nation, Kanahau's Manuel stands alongside a 7-by-foot tiny house, mounting a trailer. And his uncle screws in a 2x4 into the floor panel while her brother-in-law paints a mural on the exterior. All right, so the journalist is creating a scene. All right, but here's where it gets down to the funky stuff. So on May 29th this year, the Canadian government announced that it would nationalify the Trans Mountain Pipeline to assure the expansion would be built, putting up 4.5 billion doll hairs. Canadian, 3.5 billion if it was McMurrican, to acquire the pipeline and other assets from the Texas-based energy giant Kinder Morgan. And the purchase was dramatically raised the stakes of the fight for both administration and prime leaders Justin Trudeau and pipeline opponents like Manuel.
I remember when everybody was like, Trudeau is woke bae. Remember that shit?
I remember folks digging him. I have no verbatim quotes in my head.
That was just the general idea, is that he was just like, it was like the love that we have in America for Obama. Like, he's so liberal, you guys. He's gonna be amazing.
Like, just cause he's black.
Right? Oh, yeah, okay. No.
Yeah, that's that. That's that bullshiggity. And then there's, you found something.
I found something.
What was that story?
I do have, just have a general FYI. Ford has recalled 550,000 Escape Infusion vehicles over rollaway concerns. So apparently, even though it's in park, it may just roll away from you. So you might want to, if you have an Escape or a Fusion, make sure that it's not on the recall list.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. What did I have about wildfires in the Arctic?
About Spain.
Oh, Spain. Yes. Spain, if this will let me reload and scroll.
If she says no, you cannot cock her spaniel.
Wow. Really?
Well, that was a good dog. My mother named her Sheba.
Of course your mother did. Spain creates new sexual consent law. Spain's government has introduced a new law regarding consent with the goal of removing ambiguity in rape cases. Yeah. I mean, I know the sentence bothers me too, but let's just go with it.
Yeah. Hey, ambiguity in rape, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Ambiguously.
Ambiguously. Under the law, consent would have to be explicit. It states that yes means yes, and anything else, including silence, means no. Sex without explicit consent would therefore be considered rape. The move follows outrage over the verdict in the La Manada case, which is the Wolfpack case. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
No.
So, basically, a bunch of guys gang raped an 18-year-old girl. It's like 5 or 6 dudes, and one of them is a cop. Awesome. And so, they basically got their sentences, like, decreased. Because they filmed it, naturally, but on the film, she's not saying no. She's literally she's not moving and just has her eyes closed and is kind of like hunched up while they're engaging, while they're raping her. I'm not going to say engaging in sex. They're raping her. And so basically the judges were like, but she didn't say no, so we can't tell if it's consensual or not. And basically there were protests all over the country about it.
So they protest and actually get shit.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, yeah. Two of the men filmed in the assault, during which the woman is silent, doesn't move, and has her eyes closed. The judges interpreted this as consent. One judge commented she appeared to be enjoying herself. Because you know how when you're engaged in a sex act, you enjoy yourself by not talking, not moving, not touching the person you're with, not making any noise, not being like, yeah, I'm feeling it. That's how you show, yeah. And so their charge was dropped from the crime of rape to the lesser crime of sexual assault. Under Spanish law, rape must involve violence and intimidation. The La Manada ruling provoked outrage and led to demonstrations. The 5 men are out on bail. Amazing. I hope the country feels safe. Appealing their 9-year sentence. Among them are a soldier and a member of the Civil Guard, both of who have returned to duty. Bet I know what they're doing at work. In summing up for the prosecution, Elena Sarasaste said, the defendants want us to believe that on the night they met an 18-year-old girl who, after 20 minutes of conversation with people she didn't know, agreed to group sex involving every type of penetration, sometimes simultaneously, and none of it with a condom. Yeah, I think we can all just agree that was rape. Proposing the law, Carmen Calvo Poyato, Spain's deputy prime minister and equality minister, said if a woman does not expressly say yes, everything else is no. Patricia Faraldo Cabana, a law professor at a University of A Coruña, helped draft the law and said the proposal understood consent is not just something verbal, but also tacit as an expressing body language. She says, quote, it can still be rape even if the victim doesn't resist. If she's naked, actively taking part and enjoying herself, there's obviously consent. If she's crying or inert and is clearly not enjoying herself, then there isn't. In a letter to a Spanish TV station, the La Manada victim wrote, don't keep quiet about it, because if you do, you're going to let them win. No one should have to go through this. No one should have to regret having a drink, talking to people at a fiesta, or walking home alone or wearing a skirt. The law mirrors similar legislation that came into force in Sweden at the beginning of July. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Chewing it up. All right. And I think that's... That'll wrap that up, and so that is your free wine cellar little clip going out there, and then the rest of the episode will be Patreon only. If you hit up the PayPal and not the Patreon, you got to contact us. Contact Phoenix Kaliter in the on the Twitters, or contact me. Let us know who you are, like how you show up in the PayPal, so I can look at the PayPal, be like, oh, that's that nigga right there, and then I can go on the Facebook and I can add you in the Facebook only group, where we'll also post that. Like, I can actually take the web link to the Patreon MP3 of the episode and drop it in that group. That's what I did with the one from yesterday, and it works. And we did that with the cat from Texas.
Yeah.
Texas/Germany.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I just I just sent him like an open source sort of link to it, because it's Patreon that has the paywall around it. If I copy the raw link and post it, you can get it. And just join that Facebook group and you've got it. Gosh darn it. All right. Let's figure this thing out.
The news is a shit show these days. And we're here to give you a break from the white supremacist media bullshit by bringing you the shitty news, so that you can feel less like shit, because you know the people discussing all the fucked up shit give a shit about you and the shitty situations you deal with every day. So shit. Pour yourself a glass and settle in for Father Teresa's Wine Cellar.